Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. I'm glad you're with us. And when I say us, I mean Dr. Sherry Denham and your phone calls. Glad you're with us here today on New Life Live.
Hi, dear. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm Scientist Pete Keene. How about yourself?
I am so angry. Mm-hmm. I am like Godzilla with a bustier.
How do I help her and me through this? How do I get to a stronger place? Because she really is the love of my life.
You feel a lot of emotion about this.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know she had a homosexual past until she had made a move on me.
He has an addiction to pornography he would not deal with. He said, you act like I'm the only one that has this problem and I should just...
Well, you are the only one that I'm married to that has this problem.
And that's what I told him. I said, I'm not married to everybody else.
Now, this is...
So you all just let him off the hook?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham. Hello, Sherry.
Hey, Steve. Great to be here.
Getting close to Christmas, and I tell you, it's a great... When you have kids, it's a wonderful, wonderful time. Something very special about it. I got to tell you, this is one of those little heart-wrenching stories that happened with Solomon the other day. I lost my voice. And when I say lost it, I totally lost it.
Just
I couldn't I couldn't make a sound.
Boy, that must have killed you.
And real funny.
Sorry.
Well, when I needed something or when Solomon needed an answer from me, you know, I would do my best and he would figure out what it was that, you know, I was trying to say. So later that day he says, "Dad." Now these are his exact words.
Right.
He says, "Dad, because of our love, we have a connection. So you can tell me what you want people to hear, and I can preach for you."
Oh, my goodness.
And so...
Wow.
So it was the cutest thing. So I said, okay, because by then my voice was coming back a bit. So I could whisper to him.
Wow.
And I would whisper something, and he would preach it as if... he was preaching for his dad. Now, I just tell you, that was kind of a heart melter around our home.
Oh, it's so great.
Else. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go straight to the phone. Well, before I do, I want to remind everybody it's not too late to sign up for Mylan and Dave's webinar that's today, 4 p.m. Pacific time. Go to newlife.com. It's free. It's live. Mylan Yurkovich, Dave Stoop. The webinar is there. Not too late to sign up. Let's go to Kathy from Westchester, Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on with New Life.
Hi, I've been married about 9 years, and I have 3 young kids.
Okay.
And my husband, I believe, is verbally abusive, and he's very controlling and manipulative. And I have a history of an eating disorder, and I've been inpatient twice since we've been married. And we just separated for a month for the first time. And we have an appointment tonight with a mediator, and I just feel like he's very controlling, and I'm not sure what to do next, whether I should separate from him again or, you know, if we should leave each other or I'm not sure what to do. And I came back after being separated for a month, and I was cleaning the whole house because, of course, he hadn't cleaned it at all. And I found a book next to the bed all about walking on eggshells, what to do if you're married or in a relationship with someone who has borderline personality disorder. And he has the whole book underlined and notes about me in it. And I've been to counselors with the eating disorder and everything, and I've never been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. No one's ever brought it up to me. And I'm really upset. He's playing the victim role, and I just don't know what to do.
Okay. All right. So the question for us would be what?
Is it okay to divorce him? I have 3 young kids. Do I leave him for a while? I don't know where to go next.
Where did you and the kids go when you left?
I went to my mom's house for a month, and then my mom said to me, "This is too much for me, Kathy. You need to leave." So I had to leave, and I came back because I didn't know what to do.
Okay. Well, we'll try to give you some help. Or Sherry will try to give you some help.
Well, I was going to say, too much for her because of the kids or because of...
Well, I have a younger brother who has Down syndrome who is 20 years old, and she told me that we were disrupting his schedule.
Ah, okay.
And his routine, right. And that we couldn't stay.
Well, we'll give you some help here when we come back.
Okay, you hold on. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com for help.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Kathy's husband thinks she's borderline, or he's certainly going to use that against her and in their mediation. Sherry, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, my first thought is truth. This is a truth. Is therapists don't have all the pieces of the story. Really,
right.
All they have is the person that sits in front of them. So here you are telling us, Kathy, that your husband is verbally abusive and controlling, and those can be kind of scary and disruptive kind of things, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's really seen that part of him. So all she knows, or the therapist knows, whether it's a he or she, is what's sitting in front of them. And
right.
Sometimes they only have part stories. So, you know, sometimes labels are helpful and sometimes they aren't. I think oftentimes they tend to be not as helpful. And so we're looking at more of the behaviors that are going on that would have someone act like a borderline. So first off, I'd say breathe. Realize the therapist doesn't have all the answers.
Okay.
They don't see, like couples. Have you guys ever done couple work together? Have you guys ever seen someone together?
Oh, yeah. We've done couples therapy. We've done a weekend to remember together. He's never changed.
Okay. So, like, why do you guys stop then? Why have you stopped the couple therapist couple work together?
Well, because I got frustrated. I was seeing no change. And I have three young kids. I decided to homeschool them. I just feel so
you left.
Overwhelmed.
You left the therapy?
I don't remember exactly how it, I know what, our insurance changed and our insurance stopped paying for it. So we decided that that's how it ended up stopping for the time being, and then we never went back to it.
Okay. So that's the big question, is why you didn't. Because here kind of the house is burning down, right? And
right.
You've got a book on the bedstand saying, walking on eggshells, and you're going, I'm married to a controlling, verbally abusive husband, I've got three kids, and I'm separated.
Right.
But I'm going, what have you done to get both of you in front of somebody and stick with it and get the help? You've got three kids.
Right.
And, yeah, the verbal abuse is big.
But he doesn't think that he is. He thinks that I'm the whole problem.
Uh-huh. But you know what? You sit in front of a marriage therapist that you stay with, and you bring that into session.
Okay.
Just like you did with us on the phone today. You don't keep that from the therapist.
Okay.
Yeah, you bring that and go, okay, this is scary. He yells at me, calls me names, whatever he does. And then you have an ally to work with you with him to find out what's going on.
Okay.
You don't let that be the opportunity to be the nice person that sits back and lets him tell her whatever he wants to tell her. You say, wait a second, that's not true. Here's what you said to me, and you're very specific about how he relates to you. Here's the abusive thing you did to me. Here's why I had to leave. It's not his show.
Okay.
Yeah, because somebody might look like a borderline if they keep running away when someone's abusing them. Well, they might say, well, they're running away. Well, hey, but what are you doing to them that causes them to feel like they want to leave?
So your therapist needs to know what is being done that would cause you to run.
I feel like we have done that. I mean, I could try it again.
You see, whenever I hear that, I go, either it wasn't the right therapist or you guys didn't want it bad enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're shooting straight with you because there are lots of people out there, lots of therapists that can help you guys.
Yep,
lots of
sure.
well-seasoned couple counselors. So you need to just really take a look at that because I think the marriage could be saved, but you just need to get into the right hands.
Yep. All right, I'm going to send you walking into walls. I hope that that is going to help you there, and I think it can open some doors for you. Let's go over here and talk with Karen from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Sirius Satellite Radio is where she hears the program. Karen, hello.
Good afternoon, and thank you for receiving my telephone call.
Certainly. What's going on?
I am tolerating too much with my husband. My husband is almost 80 years old, works very, very hard, 5 days a week, and is in very heavy, heavy debt. We have been married for almost 10 years. The last year, we have lived in separate houses, but we decided within the last 12 months to try some reconciliation, but without receiving professional help.
Yeah.
And we see one another all the time. The problem is that...
Karen, how old are you, just for grins and giggles?
I'm sorry.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 58.
Okay.
My son's husband is in his early 40s. And he married a woman 3 years ago. And the marriage for the woman was to get a green card to become an American citizen. Well, ever since the beginning of the marriage, my husband has taken care of them because he wants the daughter-in-law to be very, very happy. He wants her just to fall in love, and never leave the marriage. He does everything for them. He provided a very expensive, elaborate wedding for them.
And he's in deep debt and deep financial trouble, right?
Yes. The daughter-in-law wears a beautiful diamond ring, and I pleaded with my husband, do not buy her the wedding ring. I am your wife. Do not pay for this very expensive wedding. He even pays for their monthly rent. Where they live, mm-hmm. They live in a beautiful place, and the list goes on and on. And
Karen, did your husband court you this way when he was courting you? Did he just lavish you with lots of these wonderful things?
He tried to, but I always said no, thank you. When I met him, I knew that it was time for him to retire, and he told me that he would be retiring soon. And I said to him, hold on to your money. Do not buy me this car. Do not do these expensive things for me. I want you to hold on to your money because I want you to have a good retirement. I want us to have a good life together. I always said to my husband, no, thank you. And
okay.
I said it's because it's in your best interest and it's in the best interest of our marriage.
So he was trying and rebuffed on that stuff, Sherry. What do you think?
Well, it's painful, Karen, because I'm like he found a woman that would say thank you. He found a woman who would say thank you. And it's costing you a lot.
Yes.
I mean, he's lavishing. I my heart breaks for you. He's lavishing this other woman who's his son's, is his daughter-in-law, because she's okay to say thank you. And he feels he gets something out of that. He gets cookie. He gets celebrated. He gets appreciated. He gets something.
Where's the son-in-law? Where's your son in all this?
I'm sorry. What did you ask me?
Where is your son in all this, watching his father give his daughter-in-law all this stuff?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've been married to my husband now for 10 years, and when I married him, he had adult children, and I don't have children. He's my stepson.
Okay, so where the daughter-in-law's husband, how is he responding to all of this?
Okay, the daughter-in-law's husband is my stepson.
Yeah. How's he responding to all this?
Okay. Well, I spoke to him about it maybe about 3 months ago, and I said to him, we have to be very concerned about your father's mental and physical health. Your father is going down. He's working hard. He cannot afford this. He's getting deeper in debt. And the son said to me, this is a special relationship that I have with my father, and this is between my father, my wife, and I, and you are to stay out of it.
Okay. But don't you think, Karen, you have a special relationship with him too? For some reason, your husband's not listening to you. He doesn't want you to leave, right? He's 80.
Yes.
You're almost 60.
Yes.
He doesn't want to lose you. All right, but he doesn't fear any threat of losing you under the circumstances. For some reason, he's not really getting how painful this is to you. You've been very accommodating with him.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and he doesn't fear losing you. But you're fearing that, I mean, he's 80 years old, working 5 days a week. This guy must be exhausted.
He is, but he's in very, very heavy debt, and mainly because of his adult children.
Okay, but do you see how he's just spending money on his daughter-in-law, okay? And he's not taking care of you.
Correct.
Okay, so is there a specific question that we can answer, given all that you've told us here?
Yes. Do I go and approach the daughter-in-law? I have not said anything to her, but she knows... I feel that she knows how I feel because I do not have a relationship with her. I just stay away. Do I let her know that?
No. That's not going to help you. That's not where the leak is. The leak is with your husband, my
right.
dear.
That's right.
You've got to get some professional help, somebody in there. If you called a radio station to talk about your pain and your fear and your concern, you've got to get in front of a professional therapist that can help you bring that to your husband so he can hear it. Because he doesn't think it's that big a deal. He really doesn't.
Well, it appears that his son's marriage is his life.
Uh-huh.
It's my husband's life.
Right.
And this is all that my husband cares about.
I get it. But for some reason, you've been okay with that. And he hasn't heard that it is not what you want for your life together. This is a marriage issue.
Yes.
And so for whatever reason, he hasn't heard you. His ears are deaf to your cries. Going to your daughter-in-law is not going to help you.
Mm-mm. That's right.
I understand. Yes.
So what's keeping you from getting your husband and you into treatment, into counseling?
Well, we were in treatment at the beginning of this, and we were in treatment at the beginning of this. We used the counselor that my husband used before in his past marriage, and I think that was probably a mistake. And my husband was trying to save his reputation, and the counselor met with us together, and then were times that that our therapist met with us one-on-one.
Honey, you go find a therapist, a good marriage therapist, and you tell her your story or tell him your story.
Yep. Yes.
And then you invite your husband to come in with you. After they've heard your side of it, you ask him to come in.
But when my husband met with our therapist one-on-one, he did not tell the truth. He told her that I was a very angry person and that I had hatred and I hated everyone.
And then what did you say to that?
No, that was when they were having one-on-one. I wasn't there, but I just happened to have found my husband's notes. Mm-hmm. And I said to my husband, why did you say this? I am just so... say it. I'm just so upset. My husband said, I said that to her because when I first met you, that was what I thought about you when I first met you, that you had hatred for all people and for everyone you met. I feel that my husband might be a little disturbed.
Sounds a little disturbed.
Well, he might have been even disturbed back then. I don't know what's happening, but you guys need to be in front of somebody. Yep. He might be disturbed. He might. I mean, 80 is, you know, might be having some brain issues or things.
You have to get in front of a therapist. You have to. I mean, this is one of those cases where we can't say, here are three things to do that are going to help. You need somebody working this out with you.
Yes, all right. I will call one of the therapists that is listed on your list.
Okay, I really hope that you will follow through on that, because it could make all the difference in the world.
And don't stop going, Karen, until there's a change.
Yeah.
Until he starts channeling those, stops the leak, right? And still he stops that financial leak. Let him put your care back to you where it needs to be. You're his wife. She's not.
That's right.
All right?
All right. We'll take a break. Come right back for more New Life Live.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out.
I, coming here, was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders. And I feel so much lighter now. And I feel so much better. And I feel like I can give so much more to other people. And I don't feel ashamed. And I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
Group therapy is different than individual therapy.
It's like a year's worth of individual therapy.
They fit together nicely.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up January 20th. To register or to find out more, call today, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or log on to newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
For the first time in 2 years, I am free.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-NEWLIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Before we go to the next caller, I want to for Terry to play a testimony from the Healing is a Choice workshop that's going to come up in January. Terry, can we hear that?
Before coming to this weekend, I struggled with wanting to make a final decision about whether to end a 10-year abusive marriage. I felt such deep pain in regard to my husband's affair that he had after we had separated. I just wanted the pain to go away. Although I did not have peace in moving forward with divorce papers. And what this weekend has taught me first is that it's okay to hurt. For right now, I am to continue to wait and pray for my marriage, for my husband's walk with Christ, and for his healing. In the meantime, I embrace where I am in this walk to really, really learn and understand what it means to lean on Christ. My walk and healing continues for me and my health. And through my complete surrender of myself, my life, and my marriage, I will come to know God's plan and purpose for my life one day at a time.
Well, if you are struggling with depression, anxiety, if you are intensely angry, if you've got relationship problems, Healing is a Choice is where we learn to make 10 choices where you live a totally different life. It is transformational. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE for the Healing is a Choice workshop that's coming up in January. Be sure and call as soon as possible. Okay, let's go over here to Rhonda. And when I say us, I'm talking about Dr. Sherry Denham and Steve Arterburn here. Hello, Rhonda. Welcome to New Life.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. I just have a question. I was just wondering, I was married when I was younger and came to know the Lord, 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I am remarried again as of 3 years. And I was just wondering, my first husband, we got in contact with each other, and he wants to get back together.
All right.
And
what do you?
That was my first love. That
what
was
do you
my
want?
First
to do?
Love.
First love. So you're wanting to
and
know?
I was married at 20,
uh-huh.
And we got divorced. And
then you got divorced.
Now,
why?
Pardon me.
What you got divorced? Why, Rhonda?
Well, we got divorced. We got into drinking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, it was our first love at 16.
Mm-hmm.
And we only came to know the Lord way years later, actually almost around the same time.
Mm.
And I was just wondering, he wants to, and I always loved him.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a bad ending for both of us. You know what I'm saying?
So what
because
is...
Because of drinking...
What
because
is,
of drinking at a young age.
Right.
And
so there were addictions. There were addictions. Yeah. What does your husband now think about you talking to your ex?
Well, he don't like it. I told him.
Okay.
Okay. And how did the two of you get back in touch with each other, you and the original husband?
Well, I was having problems. See, about... Five
no, just finish that. Finish that.
I was moving, I forget how.
Hold on
happened.
A second, Rhonda. Rhonda, I want.
Yes, yes.
Rhonda, I want you to finish what you were about to say. I said, "How did you get back together?" And you said, "What? What? Finish what you were going to say there."
Just now.
You said you were having problems.
I called him.
You called him. You called your ex-husband. Okay. Now
and
that was not being faithful to your husband, was it?
Right. And
okay,
I told him.
Okay, so that was a problem. That was a mistake.
Yes.
Now that
but
mistake...
why I feel, as I'm being married and everything, I think about my first marriage.
Yes, because you've never grieved...
That should have never... That should have never... It would have never ended if we wouldn't have got into drinking.
Yeah, okay. Well, no matter what you think about that, Rhonda... There would have been other issues other than just the drinking. And what we tend to do with relationships from the past is we idealize them. And we create a kind of fantasy world that doesn't really exist, would never have existed. And for you
but
to...
But when we met for the first couple years, we didn't do that.
Okay, but for you... To betray your husband was wrong, and to make the leap to now I'm talking to my ex again, and should I leave and go marry him makes absolutely no sense at all. Because
but biblically,
you might...
it says that you should stay with, you should not remarry.
Right, but you don't. You did remarry, and you don't have biblical grounds to divorce.
But
that's really...
I didn't realize that at the time.
Uh-huh.
I didn't. I thought that. You know, well, I'm forgiven for that, and
but
I,
you
I'm
are married.
My life.
But Rhonda,
but
you're married.
When I really look into it, I see that.
Rhonda, you are married now.
Right.
You're married.
Yeah.
And you're betraying your husband and setting yourself up. You're having an emotional affair with your ex. That's what's happening. Is you right now are having an emotional affair with your ex. And you're betraying him.
The reason you are is you never grieved that loss and said, I am putting this behind me.
That was 29 years ago.
And I'm putting this behind me so that I can be fully completely married to this man that I'm marrying right now. And I'm telling you, I believe that you need to renew your vow to the person you're married to.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We are back. We're talking with Rhonda, who thinking about leaving her husband to marry the original husband. Sherry, you and I are just 100% in agreement on that.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, we know we've kind of gone through a couple of things here that we know biblically what the situation is, but my question is, and I have a sense, Rhonda, that you probably first marriage was probably with an avoidant husband, and what's happened is you've just repeated the pattern, is you've picked another husband who's probably avoidant and you probably have not really connected to on a deep heart level, and that may be what's causing the problems. And so Steve brought up the idea of fantasy earlier, where we kind of fantasize what was in the past. But, you know, my question is, why aren't you getting help with your husband now?
Why am I not getting help?
Yeah.
You need help.
The problems. The situations are coming up in your marriage. Why aren't you growing deeper with him?
Because he doesn't go deeper with me.
I know, darling. And guess what? That's maybe because he's avoidant.
No. See, biblically, when you're married, God acknowledges that. Even though we were young, God still, once you're married, that's for life. And we can mess things up, but we can grow up and come to that realization after we get saved as we're older and realize what we did make a mistake at.
Okay,
and I would like to actually finish. You know, I would like to.
You're looking for someone to say that it's okay to do what you want to do, and it's not.
I'm not saying I'm looking for somebody to say it's okay. I'm just saying biblically,
you'd have no grounds.
Brings two people together. That no man can break that.
You broke it.
Not even with a divorce.
That's what I read
in the Bible I'm growing up here.
Now,
I'm 49 years old.
There is such a thing as a divorce, and God divorced Israel. Divorce is a real thing. And you divorced your first husband, and then you made a vow to your second husband, and that's the vow that you now need to be true to. And the fact that you called your first husband shows that you haven't been true to that vow, and you need to get into some help with your husband now for the two of you to come back together. And you need to let that first husband go. Grieve the loss and let that get out of your life. Now, that's the best advice I can give you.
Okay.
The very best.
It's hard to hear that, huh?
What's that?
It's hard to hear that, huh?
Well, I just feel, you know, when you're young and you do something like that and it messes up, you're too immature to really realize what you're doing at 22
right.
years old.
Right. But you called us.
Grow
but you
up,
didn't...
and then you talk and you realize things, and it's like, you know, you try to move on with your life, but at this point, it's like, I mean, I probably shouldn't have gotten married.
Well, I understand that you called us and you didn't get the answer that you were hoping we'd give you. And I'm sorry about that.
I would love to send her the book. I'd love to send you the How We Love book, Rhonda, because I think, I know when I said avoidant, you said no pretty quickly, and that's okay. But I think if you were to read that book and read the avoidant chapter, I think you'd probably see your husband in it, and then you may find yourself in the book someplace else. But it'll help you understand what we're talking about, and then you need to grow with the husband that you're vowed to right now.
Amen.
You need to go deeper with him, and someone can help you do that.
All right, let's go to Sarah from Denver, KRKX. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Speak right up there.
Hello.
Hi.
I just had a question. I just found out that my husband was viewing pornography on his phone.
Okay, you had no idea that he was a pornography user before that?
Not for a long time.
Yeah. What did he say when you told him, I saw this on your phone?
Denied it at first.
Uh-huh.
But then I said, well, I can show you. And he said, okay, yeah, I did. And then he said, well, I wish I could get more from you.
That's the second thing that might happen is blame.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So he's trying to blame it on you.
So first he hides things from you. Secondly, he lies to you and tries to cover up. Then thirdly, he blames you for problems. Okay, so what else?
So now I don't know what to do. I don't know where we go from here. I don't know how to talk about this. He's an avoider, and I'm kind of not wanting to cause the conflict, but there's a big conflict inside of me, and this needs to be dealt with. I just need help on where to go from here.
Well, what about Every Man's Battle? Why wouldn't you say to him, you need to go to Every Man's Battle? You have all of the characteristics of men that go to Every Man's Battle.
Okay.
And he does. I mean, he lies, he covers up, he blames you, all those things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Big sigh.
Yeah.
It's hard, but you know what? If you don't hit it head on, like Steve's inviting you to have your husband come to EMB, it will continue and it will grow.
Okay.
It doesn't stay stagnant. And so it sounds like he had this problem a while ago and you just didn't know that it went underground.
Yeah.
Right.
And you found out, you know, and you shared it with him. But it's been a problem he's been struggling with for years. You just didn't know about it. You didn't know it was continuing. And you need to get into a group. We have Women in the Battle that we're going to be having this next year, but we've got online, we've got our Women in the Battle website there. You know, you can get in the chat room with the other women. And then you need to get into a COSA group, which is a group for codependents of sex addicts. Of men that struggle, and you need to get sober and learn how, when you said, I don't like conflict, you need to learn how to find your strength and your voice and how to stand up for you know, being treated and being protected, being treated well and being protected in your marriage from the sexual addiction, because it kills intimacy. This stuff is just an intimacy killer.
I mean, sure is.
How can you get close when you feel like you can't even trust what he's looking at during the day?
And the other thing is, you don't really know what it is that he's doing totally.
That was the one thing I really thought that he never would go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's painful.
Very painful.
It's really painful.
And every time he goes to it, it's a betrayal of you. And every time he covers it up, it's a betrayal. And so you need to get it taken care of so you can have a real, live, intimate relationship with your husband.
Right. Okay.
Be a cool thing.
Until he gets to the everyman's battle, do you have some suggestions on some things we could do?
Yeah. He could be going to a Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting or a Celebrate Recovery group, Life Recovery group. He could be doing something to show you that he loves you and wants to do something about his problem that has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
And how much...
As far as the internet goes on the phone, does that stay on there or does that need to be taken off?
Well, he's either going to recover or he's not.
Okay.
And if he's going to recover, the internet being on the phone isn't going to matter.
Okay.
Now, he might decide in his recovery that he needs to do without that for a while, that it's just too tempting for a while, and that'd be a good thing.
But your question is really interesting, Sarah, because it's kind of like what I'm hearing is I'm wondering if there was pornography at the home computer before and now it's on his phone and you're kind of like, oh! And now your question to Steve is, well, should he have it on his phone? And I'm like, honey, it's the wrong question. He needs to get in. You need to be thinking about how you're going to say, you need to go. I'm not okay with you not going.
Okay.
You need to get help. I'm not okay with this going a day further. You need to sign up to the next weekend. I don't care what you guys need to do in your marriage to get him there. But we've got these every month, and I don't want you to wait. Because if you wait, it will not only continue, but it will escalate to prostitutes, to affairs. I mean, we see it all the time. It's a big problem. I'm glad you feel it. You said, it's big. It's a big conflict. But you need to move into it aggressively. Don't wait.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to send you Every Man's Battle. It'll help you understand the whole thing. And anybody else, all of our resources are at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We will take a break and come back for our final segment here today on New Life Live. Don't forget the webinar today at 4 o'clock with Mylon Yurkovich.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are.
but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let's talk with Elisa from Washington, D.C. She'll be our final caller today here on New Life Live. Hello, Elisa.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I had a question. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I...
Well, you can't, because we're at the end of the program.
Well, my first... I initially called and asked if you guys have program, like, you know how you have Every Man's Battle?
Yes.
Do something like that for women. Like
right.
Every Woman's Battle.
And we don't have that.
Yeah, I know you don't have it, and so... the person asked me maybe to explain a little bit more. And the reason why I'm asking, speaking to you guys, is because I started, I looked at pornography when I was about 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I found it in my dad's house. And from the ages really before five, really up until I became a Christian at 19, I led just a very, you know, promiscuous lifestyle.
Yeah, okay.
And... so I became a believer, and it was the hardest thing for me to really, you know, give up. And but I did, and it took a lot of willpower. And then later on, though, I know that I do believe that the Spirit came in and really helped me overcome. But then I got married, and there were a lot of issues in my marriage because of that. And my husband and I, we're divorced now. But in my marriage, I wanted to really, gosh, I'm being really personal, I don't know what you guys, but I really wanted to, you know, please him, and so I purchased some things that I probably shouldn't have purchased, and...
what was his response to all the things that you were trying to do?
He also started engaging a little bit in... pornography as well, and he responded to it, but at the same time was, he just responded to it. He thought it was just me wanting it, not realizing that I knew somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm not, you know, I'm not pleasing him, and so I need to do more to please him.
Okay.
So to make a long story short, we're divorced, and it's been about 5 or 6 years, you know, we've been separated maybe, and I've been faithful, you know, to God, and you know, I don't even have days. I'm a pathetic single woman, single mother that is. And but recently, what I found myself doing is really having a lot of fantasies and just really struggling, you know,
yeah.
at that mental, okay. emotional level.
Well, you're probably not doing anything about the problem, are you?
I'm trying.
Well, are you going to Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous, for instance?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, okay.
Be a great group for you. Great group for you to get connected with some other women and who understand the struggle of sex and relationship and love addiction, and also get connected with some other women. My sense is that you probably don't have a lot of close, intimate relationships with other women.
You know, it's interesting you should say that because I struggle with, I can confess my sin and I can share things, but the minute I get close to people, women, I pull away.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
too close. I, there's something in me that can't.
Yep.
Can't
well,
do it.
Here's a question. When you were five and you saw pornography, I know a lot of little children that would have gone right to their mommy and daddy and said, look at this. This is horrible. This is not good. Why do you think you didn't go to your mommy?
Because somewhere it just was, I don't know, I just didn't go.
Well, you weren't very close to her, were you?
No, not
close enough to tell her that. My son looks at me and says, I shouldn't look at that, should I, Dad? And I say, no, thank you for looking away if there's something on television. So it's not something we avoid. It's something that we talk about all the time. So my assumption is you never learned how to be a woman with a woman because your mom never taught you.
And the idea of being intimate, which means getting closer to you, intimacy into me, you see, letting someone get that close to you and you getting close to somebody else is scary for you. You said you go away. And, and pornography ends up being, you know, the illusion of, it's a sexuality, it's an illusion of a connection, but it's so far from it, as you know. It leaves you feeling shame and lonely and more hungry for depth. And so your area of growth is really in getting attached deeply to other people.
Right.
And that hole, that longing to be loved, to be accepted, to be known, will help to fill you up so that you don't have to go out to pornography or other means to try to get that.
But I would Google Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. And I think it is there that you, if you would make a commitment to go to that meeting, you would find women, same situation, who need to learn how to connect with other women. And it'll be a great experience for you, and you won't feel alone anymore. You won't want to back away.
I'm kind of even afraid of that because there's a part of me that even growing up, there was one friend I'll never forget. I really tried getting, we got really close, but then I started having feelings for her.
Okay, but
pulled away.
Okay, but you're grown up now, right?
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're sexualizing relationships at some level, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Really, it's you know, honestly, I haven't looked at any pornography in 6-7 years, you know, that I haven't been with my husband 5-6 years, whatever, but there's things in my mind.
Yeah, somehow you've coupled together or linked together closeness or intimacy with sex.
Yes.
And you know what? There is a whole world out there for you of learning how to be intimate and be connected and have it be non-sexual.
Yeah.
Have it be safe, loving, deep, you know, and fulfilling.
And I wish we had more time, but the good news is that you can make some bold moves that will introduce you to a life you've never experienced before, where people are connected and it's not all sexual, and that's what I'm hoping for you. I think you've got a lot to look forward to. So,
run from it, Lisa. Dive in.
Let's send Mylon's book, How We Love, also, and I think that will be a great book for you, and it will give you some insight there. Well, you know, Sherry, we deal with all of these things, and it kind of all boils down to we get messed up, and
yep,
we have these defective ways of dealing with things, or mm-hmm, deficient ways of dealing with things, and God's up there, or there, God's there saying, come on, I can help you here.
Yeah.
If you'll simply be willing to do something difficult,
yep,
take a challenge, make a bold move, get out of your comfort zone. But it's never easy.
Turning around, walking in the opposite direction, right?
Yep.
That's what recovering repentance is about.
Yeah, and that's what we're for, is for you to come join us and let us help you turn it around, walk the other way, look the other way. That's what we want to do. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you go to newlife.com. Also, the year-end giving is here, and I hope and pray that if you've never given at year-end, you will. If you've given before, you will. God will bless you in some way. I don't know how it will be. It probably won't be financially, but you will see the blessing. So cross over into that giving realm. You'll never, ever be the same. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. newlife.com, and we'll see you next time here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry.
to make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.